Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jack Borowski, joined here by my co-host, Brian Sternberg. On today's show, we have an interview with one of the top returning wide receivers in the nation, Drake London from USC. You can support our show by pressing subscribe and leaving us a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be found. When you subscribe, you will receive daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts from the NFL Draft Bible. To start, Drake, talking about last season, we know first year freshman, not too many wide receivers, especially Pac-12 football, get to play. And last five games of the season, five touchdowns, a really strong finish. How are you going to be building off of that this offseason to work on your game to take that next step for next season?
Honestly, pretty much everything. Trying to work on my speed, quickness, strength, all that. And just going with the mindset that I had last year is just put my nose in the dirt and just keep on grinding.
And Drake, when it comes to next year, what are your individual goals and what are your goals as a team?
To be honest, I just want to win. That's the biggest thing. I feel like we got so much to prove to everybody. And that's pretty much it. And as for individual goals, it's just to go out there and give it my best and know that I gave it my best.
Drake, now you're one of the most unique players in all of college sports, and that in addition to being a football star, you're also on the USC basketball team. Coming into college, what were your expectations in bowl sport?
Just try to get on the court in the field as much as I possibly can. Really try to figure out what I'm going to do later down the road.
Drake, did you intend to play both basketball and football regardless of the college that you went to?
In the beginning, no. But once school started to kind of offer it up and give me a little look at that, then it was kind of like a why not scenario.
In terms of your recruiting situation, what was that like? We know most guys just are focusing on one sport. What was the recruiting process like, being that you were a star in both football and basketball?
Well, obviously pulling in offers from basketball schools and football schools. To be honest, it was kind of like, if you have football, it was also basketball included. So we had to get both coaches in there.
And we have seen the success on the field in your first year, but let's go back to high school days. You averaged 29 points a game, 11 rebounds. How do you think playing basketball helped your development as a football player? How do you think playing football helped your development as a basketball player?
Just the different movements. Cutting, the quick twitch you get from football, quick twitch you get from basketball, the rebounding, the jumping, all that kind of, it all goes hand to hand with each other, especially like with jump balls or in aggressiveness as well.
And that transition, do you feel that one sport was harder to get acclimated, or one that you felt, all right, this is an easier transition? Or what was that process like?
I think that football is probably the most easier transition because I have a longer time to really get back into the groove of things. Just how the seasons go, because right after football, I go straight into basketball. So basketball takes a little bit longer, but I've been doing it for so long that I'm kind of used to it now.
And Drake, can you talk a little bit about your high school career, both basketball and football?
I just try to go out there every day and prove myself that I'm one of the top players in the country coming out of high school. And I think I did okay.
Drake, now what went into your decision to choose USC?
Staying close home to family. That's really a big key. Staying close to my mom, my dad, and my sister, because they're the ones who really paved the way for me. So that was a big thing.
And Drake, early on, we had your teammate Michael Pittman on. But how has having receivers like Michael Pittman, Tyler Vaughn, helped your development as a player? And can you describe your relationship with them?
Oh, those are my big brothers right there. They've helped me so much, understanding routes, defense coverages, what moves to do, pull off the line. Pretty much they've helped me so much, and I couldn't thank them enough. But our relationship in that receiver room is different in my eyes.
In terms of connections, Drake, you and quarterback Keaton Slovis, he also being a freshman, what do you think allowed you guys to have so much success early on in terms of you guys as a pair?
I think we are kind of in the same boat coming into fall camp. You know, we were behind somebody and we kind of had to just pave our way into it. And we were running second team the whole time. So we found each other a lot. And I think that kind of just grew the connection. And we're very close off the field too.
And Drake, what kind of role do you see yourself playing next year? And what type of role do you want to play next year?
And any role that the coaches give me, to be honest. I'm just trying to be here to win. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Just win. That's the biggest concern this year.
What was it like playing under Coach Clay Helton your first season at the collegiate level?
He's a player's first guy. And I mean, I love him to death. And that's my coach.
And Drake, like Jack mentioned earlier, you got a lot of playing time this year. Did you really expect to see that much playing time?
To be honest, I really didn't. I just came in there, like I said, putting my nose in dirt and trying to grind. And I just kept on working and opportunities popped up and I tried to take as much advantage of it as possible.
For you, what do you think when you talk about that progression towards the end of the year? Did the game start to slow down after a while? Did you have some added confidence from a certain game or play? What do you think allowed you to progress so well as the season went along?
It was definitely confidence and just getting play time out there. Because once you get play time, the game starts slowing down. The physicality starts to lower a little bit and you just kind of start feeling like you're in high school again. And with that, confidence goes a long way in college sports and sports in general. So I kind of just took it and ran with it.
And Drake, was there one game this past season that you can remember, whether it was scoring, getting your first touchdown, getting your first reception?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of highlights in that year. But I think the game that kind of not molded me, but gave me the confidence booster with Cal game, my first 100-yard game.
With being at USC, you guys play at the Coliseum. Can you describe what a typical game day experience like playing football and what's it like playing at the Coliseum?
Tradition. It's just one word, is tradition. Walking through the big tunnel. I mean, so many legends have walked through there. It's just, I don't know. It's a special feeling. You got to feel it for yourself, to be honest.
And Drake, you just mentioned the legends that have gone through this USC program, like with the likes of Juju Smith-Schuster. How has their success in the NFL motivated you and made you realize that one day you may have a legit shot in playing in the NFL?
I mean, they paved the way. And to be honest, I feel like our school is wide receiver U. And that we just put out guys to give them the tools and opportunities to go be successful in the league. And that's what I love about SC.
At USC, is there another underclassman, freshman or sophomore that has stood out to you, hasn't gotten that media attention yet, but should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Oh, I think our whole receiver core is underrated, no matter if you play or not. And there's guys on defense. I mean, to be honest, all of us are pretty much underrated, in my opinion.
Drake, what would you say to anyone doubting USC football next year?
Well, they're going to be in for a surprise.
Definitely, based on the way you guys played with Slovis, our quarterback, it was a lot of success. And a question we like to ask, a hypothetical one, if you could be trained by anyone currently in the NFL or someone retired, who would it be and why?
Mike Evans. Because I feel like he's not the same body type, but he's a player that I see in my eyes that I feel like I can be one day. And just to learn from him would be something special.
And Drake, do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I would like to start selling commercial real estate.
For those who don't know, though, Drake, we see the talent on the field, but who are teams going to be getting in you as a player off the field and in the locker room?
Funny, very humble, and pretty much just laid back.
And Drake, for a last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
Don't worry about what the media says or what anybody else says. You know who you are, and you just got to keep on striving for what your ultimate goal is.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Inside the NFL Prospects presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and have not already, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.